Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, in God's news behind the news, which is real serious right now, what's happening in Israel, we want to pray for Israel. We want to stand with Israel. Yesterday, we talked about how anti-Semitism is become fashionable today.
Yeah.
And we talked about some of the myths that we heard the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, share. But CBN is reporting right now that Israelis, they're getting ready, you know, they're readying for war. There's a looming threat from Syria as they're in a civil war right now. 80,000 people have died in this civil war. You know, Syria is, you know, allegedly has allies with Russia and Iran, and this is not good. You don't want these chemical. First of all, you don't want the war to overspill on Israel's borders. You don't want their civil unrest to come on over the borders of Israel, and then Israel has to deal with it. And then the other thing that Israel's concerned about is that these weapons are going to get in the hands of Hezbollah or other enemies of Israel, and there's so many, that can cause damage to Israel. This is a really serious concern, and one that we're sharing so that we can, you know about it. You can't pray about what you don't know. We can know about it, and we can pray with the right perspective. Lord, protect Israel.
Right.
Lord, protect Israel. And so we want to listen to what CBN is reporting. I want you to listen up.
The civil war in Syria has already killed more than 80,000 people? 80,000. And now it threatens to spill over into Israel.
Israelis are already practicing defense drills in case of deadly battles, including attacks with weapons of mass destruction. Chris Mitchell has that story from Jerusalem.
Israelis headed for bomb shelters as part of a nationwide drill to practice what to do in case of war.
When it's real time, then they know exactly what to do and they won't be frightened or terrified.
Dubbed Turning Point 7, the three-day drill simulated rocket and missile attacks on Israeli cities. That includes chemical and other non-conventional strikes. The drill is annual, but the government held this one with tensions high on the Israeli-Syrian border. Israel is also concerned that Hezbollah or other jihadi terror groups could acquire Syrian chemical weapons.
This is one of the worst scenarios that Israel could think about.
More than 80,000 people have been killed so far in Syria's two-year civil war. But Israeli intelligence expert Jacques Niria told CBN News that neither those loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad nor those opposing him are winning.
So we have a stalemate on the ground, which means that this civil war could last for several years.
To complicate matters, Syrian opposition forces have been overrun by thousands of jihadis who want to reestablish the caliphate.
So they want an Islamic State 100%. The first thing they did in Homs, when they took one of the quarters of Homs, was to ask all the Christians who are living there just to leave leave town.
Niria says there are two possible outcomes. Assad survives and his allies Hezbollah and Iran are strengthened, or he falls and the jihadis take over.
One alternative is a nightmare. The second one is a worse nightmare.
The U.S. and Europe say they are now working to bolster the rebel forces, but some say that would be a mistake.
When you take a dictatorship out, you create a political vacuum. Who's using this political vacuum is the Muslim extremist. And that's the scenario that we saw happening in Egypt and Yemen and Tunis and so on and so forth. The same scenario will take place in Syria, and this will be much bigger mistake.
Israeli officials say they'll stay out of the conflict unless they need to defend their citizens. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warned that Israel will continue its efforts to stop Syria from transferring weapons to Hezbollah. Despite all the talk of war, many Israelis say they're not concerned.
Israel is a really strong country and we can beat everyone.
I'm afraid I don't want to be the war.
I'm not afraid yet, but I'm not happy about it. Really not happy about it because we understand that it's very dangerous.
Still, while most Israelis are hoping for the calm to continue, they know they must prepare for war. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
It's a confused mess, and it's a thing the United States should stay out of. rebels are now fighting among themselves. The Kurds don't like the jihadis who want to establish an Islamic state. So there are various, the Shias and the Sunnis fight each other. The reigning party are the Alawites. It's a small sect of the, I guess, Sunnis. But in any event, the Alawites have held control and they've held in check the Muslim Brotherhood and other extremist groups. But this thing is coming apart. But which side do we go in on? And the question is, you help one side win and then you wish you'd never done it.
It's so important that we stand with Israel right now, because exactly what they're sharing on CBN. I mean, right now, what do? You have a country that's in complete civil unrest. This war has been prolonged. You have 80,000 deaths. And Israel, they're so wise. They have everything kind of together. And we know it's the Lord. He has the true iron dome. It's his hand, by the way, that's over Israel. And they've done these practices. It's a three-day drill, and it's a simulate rocket and missile attacks.
And not only missile attacks, but nuclear attacks, and they're aware of that, too.
Absolutely. And so their concern, like I said earlier, is that Hezbollah can get a hold of these chemical weapons, and now what started out as an unrest in Syria can continue to spill on over into Israel. And the correspondent was Dr. Nariah, if I said that right, Nariah, N-E-R-I-A-H, and he's a specialist for the Middle East, works with Pat Robinson and CBN, and he's just reporting and sharing all this information. It just makes you want to really stay alert and be watchful during this season. We just talked about in the program not too long ago about the four blood moons. We talked about that. You know, this is the first time it's going to happen in 500 years.
Yeah. All right.
NASA is predicting this. NASA. And April the 15th, I believe.
It's the first one
on tax day. And
it goes pretty much.
Actually, the last time it happened was 1967.
But last time, four blood moons was 500 years ago.
Well, no, the four blood moons have happened.
It's happened three times in the last 500 years.
Since like 1492, I believe.
Right.
And it's going to take over. Like this upcoming one, like you said, it's going to start April 15th of next year and go all the way till September 28th, 2015.
Yeah.
And it's just that time. But what's significant about that is each time this has happened, it's always been around the existence of Israel. And we have to watch Israel. So often it's just pray for Israel, pray for Israel. But it's like we have to take a concern.
Sure, because as Israel goes, so goes the church. I mean, it's not our only reason for wanting to stand with Israel. But let me tell you something. You can't ignore Israel.
That's right.
It's very important.
That's right.
You know, it's the apple of God's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And he, Nariah goes on to say that, you know, they want a 100% Islamic state, and they're going to do everything that they can to continue to move that forward. And so they said two possible outcomes can come out of this. And I thought, you know, this is definitely, you know, something to pray about. One is that he says there's two possible outcomes. Either Assad survives, strengthening Hezbollah and Iran, or he falls and the jihadists take over. One alternative is a nightmare. The second one is a worse nightmare.
Right.
There isn't a good outcome with this either one of these alternatives. And so what we can do, though, you know, what we can do is we can always pray. And let me tell you, there's so much power in prayer, but you need to stand firm and support those ministries. You know, we've supported for years Duguet Ministries, and we're going to make that link available for you on the Torch. Support those. This is the time to preach the gospel. Let me tell you something. This is the time to get the gospel of Jesus Christ spread all over Israel as things are trembling right now. There's always concern. We don't need to, lean on the arm of the flesh there, but we need to help to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also, Church of His Presence has also been instrumental in blessing Israel. We just want to support those that are standing with Israel. If you're a friend of Israel, you're a friend with us. You know, we want to support those. Also, KUFI, Christians United for Israel.
Right.
These are wonderful organizations that not only pray, they mobilize, they preach the gospel, and they send funds. Mm-hmm. They send, you know, tangible money.
Resources.
Right. Resources for Israel. And so we just really want to see how all of this is going to unfold. But I know this. I know this, that he who neither slumbers or sleeps watches over Israel.
Right.
And with that, we can rest.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.